In Florida, terrorism has emerged as one of the hot topics in an acrimonious U.S. Senate race. Republican Mel Martinez and Democrat Betty Castor are vying for the Senate seat of Democrat Bob Graham, who's retiring after 18 years. Polls show the two candidates running about even. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
What number are you this morning?
131.
131.
Former State Education Commissioner Betty Castor spent a recent morning in the long line at an Albertsons pharmacy in North Tampa, where dozens of elderly residents, many in wheelchairs, were waiting for a flu vaccine.
Well, I'm sorry you have to wait.
Yeah.
Thank God there's somebody here,
thank
because
goodness.
A lot of people aren't going to get this vaccine.
That's right.
It's an embarrassment that this is happening.
That's right.
Just an embarrassment.
The flu vaccine shortage is one of several issues Castor campaigns on, often in retirement communities, where topics like affordable health care, protecting Social Security, and re-importing prescription drugs are big. But staying focused on those issues has been hard lately. Instead, Castor finds herself defending a decision she made 8 years ago as president of the University of South Florida.
What is Islamic Jihad? A murderous band of terrorists who hate America. Incredibly, under Betty Castor's weak leadership, Islamic Jihad used her university as cover. It wasn't one terrorist, it was a cell. Betty Castor was warned, but refused to fire a single one, and defended them under academic freedom. Freedom to plot terrorism?
Ads from the campaign of Republican Mel Martinez attack Castor's handling of Sami Al-Arian, a professor with suspected terrorist links she put on paid administrative leave while he was under federal investigation. Al-Arian wasn't fired until last year when he was indicted on terrorist charges. In the meantime, he posed for a photograph 4 years ago with then-candidate George W. Bush, which Castor features in one of her campaign spots.
As chair of George Bush's Florida campaign, Martinez allowed suspected terrorist Sami Al-Arian to campaign with Bush, years after Al-Arian was suspended by Betty Castor. Martinez said it was irrelevant that Bush campaigned with a suspected terrorist, and when Al-Arian attended a White House meeting, Martinez said it made no difference.
Castor has wide appeal with female voters and is popular in her vote-rich hometown Tampa, where she was the first woman elected to the Hillsborough County Commission. Martinez is from another vote-rich area, Orlando, where he was chairman of Orange County before President Bush named him Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. His former boss stumped for Martinez on a recent visit to the state.
I'm proud to be on the stage with the next United States Senator from Florida, Mel Martinez.
They need each other.
University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus.
The president needs Mel Martinez for that critical and growing Hispanic vote. And Mel Martinez needs the president for the non-Hispanic vote in Florida and for those independents who are very much swayed by a presidential visit.
Martinez would be the first Cuban-American ever elected to the U.S. Senate, a fact he plays up heavily on the campaign trail as he tells the story of coming to Florida as a teenage refugee.
I'm a person who was formed by my life experience of coming to America, leaving a tyranny and living in freedom, who had to come up the hard way, who lived in foster homes, who had to put himself through school. I know what it's like to be poor. I've not forgotten who I am or where I've come from.
In West Tampa, campaign signs line the front lawn of a large Spanish-style pink stucco building.
This is a political hotspot.
Luis Capdevila owns La Terracita restaurant.
We get the Democrats and the Republicans all next to each other, and it's tense. Real tense.
There's not too much tension the day I stop in to speak with people lunching at the counter. Opinions here reflect the polls, about equally divided between Martinez and Castor. Jose Urbieta likes Betty Castor.
Yes, beautiful. Democrata, the problems I like, the change.
Jose, please, don't talk about.
His wife doesn't think he should talk politics over his Cuban sandwich.
Está hablando ella de política.
At a nearby table, Citrus County realtor Maria Fleming, a Colombian immigrant, says she'll vote for Mel Martinez.
I do tend to like it, maybe because he's Hispanic, and so you think that he's going to do something for the Spanish people. So, yeah. I mean, that will be the very first time that somebody is in the Senate that could really speak our mind. And I think we will feel protected in a way.
La Terracita owner Luis Capdevila is also proud that Mel Martinez could make history. But on the other hand, he says Betty Castor has done a lot for Tampa and the state. He's torn, and just the kind of voter that both candidates will be working hard to sway before Election Day. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.